Hello and welcome to What's the Big Idea? I'm your host, Paige Curtis. Today's episode is brought to you by Destination Imagination, commonly referred to as DI, the leading creative problem-solving experience for children. Through DI's innovative project-based educational experiences, participants gain the skills that will set them up for success in careers like the one we're going to hear about today. Learn more about DI at destinationimagination.org. On today's episode, we are pleased to welcome Nikita Panagonda. Nikita is a high school junior who is passionate about math, astronomy, and physics. Nikita is a member of the Million Girls Moonshot inaugural flight crew, a group of 16 remarkable youth from around the country who are working to inspire young girls to envision a place for them and STEM. We're also proud to say that Nikita has been involved in Destination Imagination since the fourth grade and even placed at global finals. Nikita aims to study astrophysics and computer science in order to make new discoveries about the cosmos. Joining us today from Bellevue, Washington, please welcome Nikita Panagonda. Hey, Nikita.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy to be here.
We're so excited to have you. I want to start by asking, we normally ask, give us a 1 minute description of your job, but I would love to hear about a typical day at school for you.
Yeah. So I'm currently a high schooler. I'm part of the second year IB program. So school is very challenging for me right now. So a typical day for me normally is very coursework heavy, going to school, doing any after school clubs, and then coming back and doing work. But I really enjoy doing after school activities, especially Destination Imagination. I think that my passion for STEM really developed when I first participated in DI, because it was the first extracurricular for me where I needed to collectively implement science, technology, engineering, and math. And it was also the first time that I was applying STEM concepts that I had learned in the past to build hands-on projects, which I really enjoyed.
That's amazing. And I hope that your work in DI is a little bit, I won't say easier, but maybe more fun than the IB coursework. That is a lot.
Yeah, it's so much fun. I love it.
In DI, we talk a lot about the four C's, and that is communication, collaboration, critical thinking, and creativity. Which of those four skills do you feel like you use most?
I think that each of the four C's are really essential in both a school setting and beyond. And so it's really difficult to just pick one, because often they work in tandem with one another. But if I had to pick one, I think I would choose collaboration. Collaboration is really important because it allows me to work together with others in order to achieve a common goal, kind of leveraging the diverse skills, experiences, and knowledge that each member of a team brings to the table in order to achieve better results than I could individually. I also think that collaboration is an ongoing experience. I've participated in Destination Imagination since elementary school, and I've worked with a couple of different teams throughout that time. And everybody has strengths and, you know, things that they're maybe not so good at. And one key part of collaboration is learning how to split up tasks effectively in order to play to everybody's strengths. During instant challenges in particular, there's a lot of things that need to be done in a very short amount of time. And it's a really chaotic environment. And so we as a team, we learned very quickly that we could get a more refined solution by splitting up the tasks and playing to everybody's strengths. And the same mindset kind of applies in a school setting, because in high school, I'm often working with many different people because the groups get shuffled a lot. And so in order to be productive and do our best, it's really important to keep those lessons of collaboration in mind. And you can see that reflects in a lot of real world projects, especially in astrophysics and other space fields, like the James Webb Space Telescope and the International Space Station are huge projects that require thousands of people to work on.
speaking of space initiatives, I would love for you to tell us about the Million Girls Moonshot. How did you get involved and why is it important to you?
Yeah, so the Million Girls Moonshot is a national initiative aimed at inspiring and empowering girls to pursue STEM. The importance of this program cannot be overstated. Even though there's been some progress in recent years, there's still such a significant gender gap in STEM fields. And the Million Girls Moonshot has the potential to create a more diverse and inclusive STEM workforce that better reflects kind of the makeup of our society. It can also help address these critical challenges that's facing that we're facing in our world by taking advantage of the full range of perspectives and talents and skills that girls and women bring to the table. We need more girls in STEM to solve the dangerous problems that the world faces today and also to become the leaders of tomorrow. So I was selected as one of the 16 inaugural flight crew members by Million Girls Moonshot. I've had a lot of amazing female role models who have taught me a lot of things and have also inspired me to believe that I can change the world. I think that giving back is just as important as learning. And personally, I want to break the stereotypes and inspire girls to seize opportunities so that they can discover their STEM passions. Million Girls Moonshot was the best opportunity for me because it helped me to reach girls beyond my community and kind of spread the message that girls are as capable and smart and innovative as men.
Since your time with Million Girls Moonshot, is there an experience that has stood out to you that's been your favorite experience?
I guess this was a little bit of a smaller thing, but it still had a pretty big impact on me. I was going to a nearby library for this webinar on the James Webb Space Telescope and the 2020 Mars rover and things like that. And I was talking with the person who was leading this webinar. I was telling him about the Million Girls Moonshot, and his daughter came up to me at the parking lot and asked me for opportunities that I had for different STEM interests. And so I was able to recommend these programs to her, and she said that she would check it out and sign up. And that's when it really hit me that I was making an impact. And even if it was a small one, that impact exists. A lot of times when you're kind of just on stage and you're talking out to a large audience, even though you're saying those words, you don't really see the effects that it has. But when it's those one-on-one conversations, that's when you really know that I can impact somebody's life by pointing them in this right direction. And maybe because of that, they might find their passion. And that was really empowering for me.
I think some really amazing things can happen during those one-on-one conversations. And, you know, those small moments become big moments, which is pretty amazing.
For sure.
This is the first time we've had a podcast guest who's a high school student. And I just want our listeners to know you've taken on an active role in your community as a leader and as a volunteer. What advice do you have for other young people who want to make a positive impact on their community?
Well, firstly, I am very honored to be the first high school student on the podcast. And to answer the question, I think that I can make a difference, and so can you. And that's really the first step, is believing in that. And the three tips that I would kind of have is to identify the issues that matter to you, start small, and then be persistent. I think that you should really think about the problems that you are passionate about or the problems that you see affect your community, whether it's environmental sustainability or social justice or education. You should choose a cause that really resonates with you. And also, you have to realize that making a difference in your community doesn't necessarily require a grand gesture or a lot of resources. You can start small by doing things like picking up a piece of trash in your neighborhood or volunteering at a local food bank. And then finally, I would say that making a positive impact on your community can be really challenging, and it may take a lot of time for change to take place. So I would say that stay committed and don't give up, even if you encounter obstacles or setbacks along the way. It's important to remember that making a positive impact on your community is not only a way to help others, but it's also a very rewarding and fulfilling experience for yourself. By taking action and working towards a better future, you can make a real difference in the world around you.
That's a fantastic answer, and I think not only applicable to young people, but also to adults, which is great. I have to ask you, because this is sponsored by Destination Imagination, what have you learned from your time doing DI?
I think that DI has helped me be a problem solver, a critical thinker, an innovator, a storyteller, and a project manager. For me, it's been a really transformative and also super fun experience. As I continue to participate and compete, I've learned a lot of valuable hard and soft skills that can be applied in every area of life. DI has helped me delve deep into really interesting topics that were incorporated in our various solutions, like quantum mechanics or computer hardware. Instant challenges are one of my favorite parts of DI, and they've really shaped me to see the world in a different way. Instant challenges have trained me to use resources creatively and also to produce innovative solutions in a really short amount of time. I'd also say that nothing teaches you to persevere more effectively than an instant challenge that seems impossible. DI in general is full of experiments and achievements, and I think that's shaped me into a really well-rounded individual. For me, it's a platform to kind of explore the endless opportunities and possibilities in STEAM, and has helped me learn how to face new challenges with confidence, patience, and perseverance.
What a fabulous answer. And one of the things, Nikita, that you and I have in common is that I'm also an alum of the program. So I have experienced so many of the things that you're talking about, and it brings back a lot of great memories and memories that show up in my job. It's pretty amazing.
That's so awesome.
We are going to move on to our section two called Rapid Fire. Looking for during rapid fire is a gut reaction, one word answer. I promise Okay. They'll be fun and not hard. Question number one, what is your favorite food?
Chocolate.
Ah, such a good one. Next up, what is your wallpaper image on your cell phone?
It's a graphic art that I made of The Mandalorian.
Very, very cool. So we can add art to the list of interests. That's awesome. As a child, what did you want to be when you grow up?
My first aspiration, I lived in India and we lived in an apartment. So we had people open and close the gates to let cars into the apartment. So that was what I wanted to be when I grew up.
The beginnings of a project manager right there.
Yeah, that's one way to think of it.
If you started your own talk show, who would be the first person you'd invite as a guest?
Ooh, that's hard. Well, I guess that he's not around, but Neil Armstrong would be very, very cool to invite onto my talk show.
That's a great choice. And finally, would you rather have the power of invisibility or the power of flight?
Flight.
We are going to move to our last section called One Last Question. Nikita, is there anything else you'd like us to know before we wrap up?
Just one thing that I would like to say, I think it's important to say. If you're interested in STEM, if you're passionate about STEM, I would encourage you to pass on your knowledge to others. Who knows? Maybe you'll inspire them to explore new fields and discover something that they love.
One last question. What big ideas excite you now?
Oh my gosh, it's so hard to choose. There's so many really cool things that are happening now. I think that one super cool thing that I'm very excited about is the Artemis missions to the moon. It is so important that there is gender equality in STEM, and the Artemis missions are one way that government agencies like NASA are stepping forward and putting the first woman as well as the first colored person onto the moon. And it's so exciting that we will have that new sense of equality. And also, it is very cool that we're going back to the moon and going to Mars. As someone who is very interested in space, I'm so excited that that is going to be taking place during my lifetime. Another thing that is so exciting is that companies in the space industry like SpaceX and Blue Origin are making these huge strides in developing reusable rockets and lowering the cost of space launches. This is making it a lot more feasible for companies other than government agencies to explore opportunities in space. And one thing that I really, really hope comes to fruition is the area of commercial space travel, because I would absolutely love to go to space, whether as an astronaut or a space tourist. Both sound extremely fun, and that would be what I would want to do as like a job or a bucket list.
Well, it sounds like we've got a lot to look forward to. And Nikita, I want to thank you so much for being a breath of fresh air and bringing so many wonderful ideas to this podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me.
We would like to acknowledge that this episode of What's the Big Idea was recorded on land originally inhabited and cultivated by the Coast Salish, Duwamish, Lenape, Miami, and Shawnee Nations. We are grateful for this land and for the people who have stewarded it for generations. This episode was produced by Kelsey Selleck, with additional material provided by Renee Rainville, Johnny Wells, and music by Kevin McLeod. Special thanks to our guest, Nikita Pinagonda, for joining us today. You can learn more about Nikita by checking her out on LinkedIn. To learn more about our show and about DI, visit us at destinationimagination.org. If you'd like to inspire even more big ideas for young people around the world, consider making a charitable contribution to DI at destinationimagination.org/donate. I'm Paige Curtis. Thanks for listening to What's the Big Idea?
Ready to learn more about Destination Imagination? Join us online for a free introductory webinar. These information sessions are designed for parents, educators, and volunteers who are ready to learn more about DI's educational experiences and how to get involved. Sign up to attend a 45-minute live session or download one of our captioned videos on demand. Register today at destinationimagination.org/webinar. We'll see you there.
Destination Imagination taught me how to work as a member of a team.
Destination Imagination taught me leadership skills.
Destination Imagination taught me that there are infinite ways for me to express my creativity.
If you're ready to awaken creativity and ignite a love of learning for your child, join Destination Imagination today. Hi, I'm Johnny Wells, Director of Education at Destination Imagination. DI provides unique educational experiences that give students the opportunity to create projects, solve problems, learn new concepts, and have a great time in the process. Just listen to what some of our alumni have to say.
I use what I learned in DI to solve problems at work, at home, and in every aspect of my life.
I use what I learned in DI to give me confidence when I try something new.
I use what I learned in DI to make a positive impact within my community.
Today's DI participants are tomorrow's innovators, problem solvers, and leaders. If that sounds like a good fit for you and the young people in your life, we'd love to have you join us. To get started today, visit destinationimagination.org.